Now let's lead off with the City of Bloomington and Illinois Wesleyan University ramping up their marketing efforts to find a buyer for the former Mennonite Hospital and Electrolux site. More from GLT's Eric Stock.
The City Council tonight will consider a contract with a Caldwell Banker commercial realtor in Champaign to market the 4.1-acre property in the 800 block of North Main Street on the south end of the Illinois Wesleyan campus. The university has already approved the contract.
I think it provides an additional level of focus on getting the site developed. Not that there hasn't been, but there were things that had to happen in order to get us to this point.
Deputy City Manager Billy Tyus says city staff has been laying the groundwork for potential sale, compiling data such as tax history and utility access that will be included in the pitch to developers. City officials said last July when they started marketing the site, they had hoped to have bids by the end of last year. Tyus says the city has fielded inquiries about the property, but didn't go into specifics.
As it relates to, you know, the economy and the development world over the last several years, it hasn't necessarily been the best environment for development over the last several years. And so we think we're at a point now where we're going to start to see some things happen really, really soon.
The city and Illinois Wesleyan are looking for developers to build mixed-use structures with retail and commercial outlets on the first floor and upper-story residential units. Caldwell Banker would get a $100,000 commission if it finds a buyer. Tyus says it's too soon to say whether the city would be willing to offer financial incentives for a project at the site. The council tonight will also consider formally establishing the city's downtown cultural district and setting its geographic boundaries. It generally would cover the area from Grossinger Motors Arena to the south to the Bloomington Creativity Center to the north. Tyus says the city wants the approximately 20-block area to have a distinct identity.
We talk about, you know, the city's cultural district or the district or whatever you might call it. You know, it creates a sense of place, and you know what you're getting when you go there.
And the city council tonight will consider a new 3-year contract with the 64 Bloomington Public Library employees who are members of the AFSCME Local 699. The agreement removes accelerated pension payments through sick leave buyback for employees who stay past November 1st. I'm Eric Stock.